If you want to go ahead and be turning into your Bible to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, we'll begin reading at verse 18, if God will be our help. Bible says, "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered, said unto him, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing," now listen to this, "ye shall receive." Amen. I'd like to preach just a moment this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. Faith to move mountains. Faith to move mountains. As we was going through this week and some things was coming up, and I was talking to a young lady one morning, I think Thursday morning, and we was talking about so many people that's discouraged and so many people that are having a tough time in the world we live. And it's not just in my house and it's not in your house, but it's in every house. But I want to say, praise God, if we have faith, it should encourage our heart to know that there's somebody that's on our side. And it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God. Just having faith to believe that we can move mountains, amen, through our faith, through what we believe and who we put our faith and our belief in, we can move mountains today. You say, well, preacher, that was in the old days. That's been a long time ago. But I want to say on authority of God that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God, He's still just as real as He ever was. He's still high on the throne, praise God. He still is an all-powerful God. He's able to do all things and do them well. Even today, we look down and sometimes we think we get called up and we think, well, there's no way out. But I want to say, praise God, with God there is no way, amen. God's able to do all things, praise the Lord. As we look at this today, and this as the Lord lays it out for us, and He said in this fig tree that was withered, we see God's mighty hand, and we know that He's talking about the little nation of Israel. We realize that, and how He looked on them and He saw no fruit. Amen. I'm afraid in the world in the day that we live, there's not a whole lot of fruit, even at the children of God. Amen. I'll just be honest. We just ain't doing it like we ought to. We need to be bearing fruit in these last days. Amen. But He looked on this fig tree, amen, and it was barren, and He cursed the fig tree and said, "Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth." Forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. But I want to say, praise God, it don't have to be that way. If you got faith, praise God, you can call upon the Lord. You can trust in a holy and a mighty God, and He'll move upon your life. He'll begin to do things in us and for us that we never even dreamed, praise God, was possible. Amen. Amen. God's able to do that even today if we put our trust and faith in Him. But He say, the disciples begin to question within themselves. The Bible said they marveled at it. They marveled at it. And it said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? I want to say, when we get away from a faithfulness to God, and we get away from faith in God, it don't take very long, praise God, to wither up. Amen. It don't take very long to draw up. Amen. What's happened in America has happened in the last 40 years. Amen. In the last 40 years, praise God, when we took prayer out of school and we took God out of the school and we left God out of their house, praise God, we begin to wither up. Amen. I know now in the days that we live, we try to stir things up. I mean, we even come down to the house of God and we try to stir it up. We try to revive that's dead. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when we become alive, amen, when the fruit of the God, a God, a good God of glory is in us, praise God, it'll manifest itself and we see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what we need to do today is realize, praise God, where it comes from. And it comes from God Almighty, amen. Come from the one that loves us, praise God, enough that He sent His Son to die for. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that was well pleased to go for us. Amen. He said that there was a... And these disciples marveled. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if we've got faith, we just got to have faith. We got to believe, trust in the Lord. And Jesus answered, said unto them, verily I say unto you. Amen. Brought it down to where it was home. Jesus ever just speak to you? And just come right down to where you're at and say, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing? Amen. What's going on here? Amen. Yeah, he does me quite often, amen. Two or three times a day. I'm just being honest. Amen. Most people ain't honest enough to admit that. But God comes to me and he speaks to my heart. He said, just what are you doing? Amen. And he gives me an opportunity, praise God, to straighten up my act. Amen. So that my fruit, praise God, can be seen. But he says here, he says, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. See what the problem is, we say we have faith, but we also got a lot of doubt. Said, well, yeah, I believe God, but. You know, I think God can, but. Amen. We've done defeated ourselves before we ever get started. But praise God, if we just believe, praise God, God, and he can. Can God. Amen. Can God. God can. Yes, praise God. He can. God can do all things. There's nothing that's too hard for him. Amen. If we just believe without doubt, we've got to have faith, praise God, that we can get to God. Amen. That he'll hear our prayers and he'll answer, glory to God, in his way. But if we ain't careful, we get discouraged because he's not answering as quick as we'd like for him to. But we got to have faith to believe, praise God, that he hears us and he's going to answer. When we pray for our children, we pray for our loved ones that's lost, praise God, we got to believe that it's God's will that they be saved because he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, John said, praise God, that we have that petition that we ask. But we just got to have faith and believe. Jesus says, and doubt not. He said, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. Amen. Now listen to this. He said, but also, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. Amen. He said, get rid of that's in your way, praise God. He said, God, if you just, praise God, believe in your heart, God can move that obstacle. Amen. You've got an obstacle in your life, praise God, today. We just got to have faith, believe that God can move your mountain. Amen. God's still in a mountain moving business, praise God. But we got to come in faith believing that he will. Amen. We've got to believe that he will, that he can. Amen. And just allow him, praise God, to be the God of glory, trusting that he can. Amen. To realize that he is God and in faith that he can move mountains. Praise his holy name. He said, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. Now listen to what he says. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. See, that's where we're weak at. We ask sometime before we get up, praise God, but we don't believe. What is believing? It's expecting God to do that you ask him to do. Amen. When I had anger issues, amen. I know you don't have those. But when I had anger issues, I think it's a Jeff thing, though. Amen. When I had anger issues, I come before God, I got on my face, I said, Lord, please forgive me and help me. And I come to a place in myself where I realized that I needed help. And I agonized with God. I said, God, please take this away. Amen. And guess what he done? It took a lot of agonizing with God, but praise God, he took it away. Praise God, I can control it now with the help of the Holy Ghost of God. It's there, praise God, to manifest itself in my life. Amen. Why? Because I realized, praise God, that I had a mountain, glory to God, that had to be overcome. I had an obstacle in my life that was keeping me from being fruitful. Amen. But when we get the obstacles out of our way, God can be, faith to move mountains. I wonder what kind of mountain do you have today in your life? What mountain is there that's keeping you, praise God, from folks seeing your fruit? From being fruitful for the good God of glory? Amen. That he might get glory out of your life. That he can look down and say, well done, thou good and faithful. How do you become good and faithful, praise God? By trusting the Lord. Amen. By allowing him to move those mountains. By believing, praise God, that he can move those mountains. These stories in the Bible God gives us about these mountains. The obstacles that we face in Matthew chapter 5. Brother Charles, I thought he was going to get all over my message this morning. in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 25. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. The Bible said there was a woman, a certain woman. Amen. I like it when God nails it down. Amen. I like it, Brother Bill, when I'm sitting in a Holy Ghost meeting and some man of God stands up and he preaches to my heart. Brings it down to where I'm at. He said a certain fella sitting there on the pew, praise God. He don't point at me, but that's what he's saying. Amen. He said he might as well say that Jeff Massey right there. Praise God. Hey, something God's got for him. Amen. I say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I need that. Hey, praise God. I like the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, said a certain woman. Now listen to what it says. Which had an issue. See, they was a certain. Now I was thinking on this Thursday when I was driving around. I was running around trying to get some stuff for our outing yesterday. And I was thinking about how it seems like we've always got a certain way. There's a certain place, certain person that's got a certain issue. Amen? Amen. Well, I want to say, praise God, and on the authority of God this morning, that we've all got issues. There's not a person in here that don't have some kind of an issue. Amen? We've got, hey, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we've got a mountain. There's everybody in here, praise God, we've got our mountain. Amen. Every one of them here is having to deal with that mountain. We've got every one of us here have an obstacle, praise God, that we got to try to get out of the way. Amen. The Bible said this woman had her issue. Amen. But in her issue, she realized it was a physical issue. Amen. There's a lot of folks in our church, praise God, that's got an issue. It's a physical issue. We've got problems with the flesh. We've got problems in our bodies. We've got problems with our physical condition. We have ailments and aches. And if you haven't got them, just wait a little while. They're coming. Amen. But just realize, praise God, that he said this woman had an issue. Amen. Each and every one of us this morning having some kind of an issue that we got to deal with. Amen. Hers was a physical issue. But so I want you to see what happened to this lady. The Bible said had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians. Now notice what happened. She realized she had an issue. Amen? You know that the two-thirds of fixing the issues in our life is realizing that we have an issue. Amen? The biggest thing about salvation, praise God, is realizing you're lost. Amen? That's a big old issue. That's a mountain, praise God, in your life. If you're lost, praise God, that needs to be removed. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the biggest mountain we face if you're lost. Because you'll die and go to hell lost without God. That's a great big issue for some folks. Their salvation. But this woman had a physical issue. She realized her issue. And the Bible said she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had. She'd went to all the people she knew of to try to get help with her issue. Amen? If we ain't careful, we'd run around all over the country and try everything in the world to try to get help with our issue. We look around everywhere and we try to see if somebody can tell us what the problem is. How we can take care of our issue so we can move that mountain, praise God, so that we can produce fruit. Amen? But she realized she had this issue. Now notice what takes place. She addresses this issue and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. So she went everywhere she could and she didn't get no better. You go this world all the time. You can run around the world and you can do this and act that, but praise God, until you address the issue and move your mountain, praise God, it ain't going to get no better. Amen? I believe God's people are struggling today because we can't get that mountain. We can't get over our mountain. Amen. But she realized and she began to address this issue. Look at verse 27. And when she had heard of Jesus. Amen. Now I vision this in my mind. I see this lady. She's got this issue. Been there. She tried everything she knew to try. And then somebody said, you know what? I heard this man called Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. He just touched people. Praise God. They're better. Amen. Amen. So she began to address her issue. She said, I've tried everything that men can do for me, and I'm none the better. She said, I spent all I got. She said, I've come broke and with a broken heart. Don't know where else to go. You know, that's the kind of people God likes. Amen. When we come broken with a broken heart, with nowhere else to go. Amen. People with issues. Amen. And the Bible said that God began to touch her. And said when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. And what she do? She just reached out. Who'd she reach out to? Well, preacher, she reached out to Phil Donahue because, you know, he comes on 13 today, now at a certain time during the day. And boy, old Phil, he really gives some good advice. Seems like he's got all the answers. Now, I want to tell you, Phil ain't got the answers. But praise God, she heard about Jesus. And she went in the press, praise God. And she said, if I can just reach out. Where did she reach out to? Not Phil, praise God, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. She reached out to the Savior, praise God. And she said, I'm talking about in faith, believing, amen. If I can just touch the hem of His garment. Can you vision that? Now, this woman's got an issue. She got a mountain. Amen. But she come to realization, I've tried everything else. I will say this one. If you've tried everything else, why don't you just try Jesus? Amen. You've listened to Joe and Blow and all these others, praise God. Why don't you just try Jesus? Amen. Listen to what He's got to say. Let Him speak to your heart. Get Him out of your head and get Him in your heart. Amen. Believe, praise God, what He wants to do for you. How He wants to use you, your fruit. Well, count on it. Amen. It won't be withered, but it'll produce. But she said, she realized if she could just touch Jesus, she came to a realization. Amen. She addressed the situation. Amen. Spoke to the issue. Amen. Said, you know what? If I can just touch the hem of His garment. Amen. When we get to start to addressing our issue and we start reaching out, praise God, to Jesus, glory be to God, things start happening. Amen. When we come in faith, believing, amen, what He's able to do. Bless His holy name. She began to reach out. Amen. And listen to what He says. If I can but behind and touch His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. You reach out and get a hold of Jesus, praise God. I guarantee you something's going to happen, and it's going to be to the positive. Amen. You may have an issue, praise God, but God will move that mountain for you. Amen. If you reach out and touch Him. I'm afraid a whole lot of us reach out, but we don't ever touch Him. Amen. Because we're reaching out and we're just frailing at the wind, as Paul says. Trying to grab a little here and a little there, praise God, instead of reaching and getting a hold of good God of glory that we know and that we can trust. Amen. But she began to reach out. And the Bible says she was made whole. She said, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Amen. She had this issue, just like we have issues, and she reached out for Jesus. Amen. I wonder how many of us has reached out to Jesus and we've touched Him, praise God, and He said, who touched me? Amen. We got His attention, praise God. He realized, Lord, that we were serious. Amen. I believe a lot of times we're playing church. It's easy to come down to church and sing a song and say amen and pick up our Bible while we're there. We won't take it home with us because we might read it. But we leave it down at the church house. Amen. And we leave it down at the church house till next Sunday or next Wednesday if we happen to come by again. Amen. Hey, I'm just being honest. Amen. And then we come in, we say, Lord, I'm going to get blessed today. Amen. And we ain't prayed. We ain't read. We ain't studied. We ain't listened to gospel music. Amen. Ain't had no good preaching since last Sunday. Amen. And we come in, we want God just load our cart. But now they some people, single barrels, they get all they need in one shot. Amen. They'll come in on Sunday morning, pour, and they'll load up, and they can run all week. Praise God, by Sunday night, I'm empty. I need to refill, praise God. I need to hear some good old Holy Ghost singing, praise God. I need to feel the touch of God. Amen. at midweek service, praise God. Why? Because I've got issues. I've got mountains, praise God, before me. I've got help. I need somebody to help me to move. Where do I come to get it? I come to Jesus. And I come to my brother and sister Christ. I reach out. Amen. And they come in, these people start saying, you know what? Let me just tell you what God done. Let me just tell you how good Jesus has been. And praise God, all of a sudden them issues that I thought was pretty big, ain't nothing, praise God, to the good God of glory that done heard and answered prayers. Took care of things a whole lot bigger than what I had. And boy, I just settled back in. I said, whoa, glory. Help's on the way. Amen. I done seen him take place. I done seen things happen down at the house of God. But this woman had an issue, and God took care of that issue. And the Bible said he looked round about him, see her that done this thing. But now listen to this, that the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down. Now notice this. Not only she realized the issue and addressed the issue, but she was cleansed of the issue. And she fell down before him and told him all the truth. She said, I've tried everything, Lord. Lord, I've tried everything. I've tried every physician. And I was none the better. She said, I gave all I had. And he said, daughter, it's all right. Listen to what he said. Boy, what a blessing. He says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Amen. She come with an issue, but she realized where her help was. Amen. She realized who could move that mountain, who could move that obstacle. And he moved it out of the way for this dear lady. But that ain't the only one. Look over in Mark chapter 10. The Bible says in Mark chapter 10, they was a blind man. Amen. They was a blind man, blind Bartimaeus by name. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus. And the Bible says, and they came in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. He said, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Now I want you to just see this. There was a great commotion that day. They was people that was a moving. They was people there that was thronging the Lord, and they was coming out of Jericho. Amen. And blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus was there, and he was blind. Blind Bartimaeus, and unlike the woman, he couldn't see his issue. Blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see the problem. I believe there's a lot of people in the world today that, pray God, would like to. They're looking, but we can't see the problem. Amen? Blind Bartimaeus was blind in his eye. He couldn't see the problem. He couldn't see the issues of the world. He couldn't see what was going on. Amen? I'm afraid today in the hour that we live, the devil's a blindness, praise God, and he won't let us see what's going on. He won't let us look into our own lives, praise God. He won't let us look into our own family and realize what's going on. Amen. He's blind us, and we can't even see the problem. Amen. That's the way he does. That's the way he works. He blinds us so that we can't see. That's amen. Amen. We need some help. Well, no blind Bartimaeus. He was there and he was blind. He couldn't see the problem. Had an issue, just like this woman. But he couldn't see the problem. Amen. A lot of America today, America has some great big issues today. And we're blind, praise God. And for some reason, we're blind. And we can't even see the issue. Amen. There's a great big mountain before us, praise God, that needs to be moved. But we can't see it. The devil's blind as we can't see the problem. We don't realize there is one. Amen. Well, we realize we've got an issue. But we can't come to the fact of what the issue is. We can't nail it down. What's causing our problem? Amen? The devil's got us blinded. And we can't see. Just like the nation of Israel blinded. Amen? For a while. But we see this blind Bartimaeus. He's blind and he can't see the problem. But listen to what it says. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Amen? He couldn't see the problem. But he heard of help coming. Amen? He couldn't see the problem. He knew there's an issue, but he couldn't see the problem, but he heard there was some help coming. Amen? He said, hey, somebody said, hey, he said, what's the commotion about? He's sitting there. I can see old Brian Bartimaeus. He's sitting there on the side of the road with his little old cup of begging for a little bit of change, amen, to make a living with his robe thrown about him, sitting on the side of the road in that staff in his hand he used to get around and to feel for things. And he sits there and he said, "What's going on? What's all the commotion?" And they said, "Haven't you heard? Jesus of Nazareth's coming this way. Jesus is coming, praise God. Jesus is coming." Amen. The old blind Bartimaeus said, "Jesus is coming? Jesus, the Son of David, He's coming?" Said, "Yeah, He's coming with a whole crowd of folks." Amen. He realized, praise God, he had an issue, but he couldn't see his problem. Amen. But he began to address his problem. Look what he says. Amen. Look what he says. It says in verse 47. "And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Amen. He began to, that issue that he had, he couldn't see his problem, but he began to cry out and he said, "Thou Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me." Amen. He began to cry out. How do you get help from the Lord? You cry out, praise God, and Jesus will hear you. Amen. Well, we have to cry out. He said, "Thou Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me." And then the world said, "You know what? You got to be quiet." Amen. They said, "Shh." He couldn't get no encouragement from the world. There was no encouragement to be had. Amen. Kind of like the world we live in. And not a whole lot of encouragement, but a lot of discouragement. Amen. But he cried out. He said, "Many charged him that he should hold his peace." Amen. That he should hold his peace. He said, "Will you be quiet? Jesus is coming along. We're trying to hear what he's saying. Would you be quiet?" Amen. But he had an issue. He couldn't see his problem. But he heard about the Lord. The crowd was discouraging. They said, "Be quiet. Hush." But the Bible said that he cried out the more a great deal. Amen. You know what needs to be happening? When we get discouraged and the world's discouraged, pray God, we just need to cry out the more. Amen. We need to scream out to the Lord. Say, "Lord, please help me." Amen. And the Bible said, do it to make a difference. Listen to what takes place. He caught the ear of Jesus. He said, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called." Amen. The world said, "Just be quiet." So they said, "Nobody help you. Nobody cares about you. Nobody can help you. No, you've got issues. You can't see the problem. Just be quiet and it'll go away." Now, boy, that's the devil's lie. Just be quiet. Don't say nothing about it. Don't talk about it. Praise God. And it'll just go away. Devil ever told you that lie? Just don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. And it'll just go away. You know you got an issue. It's a problem you can't pinpoint, you can't put your finger on it, but praise God, you know it's there. Amen. You realize it, you recognize it. The world says just ignore it and it'll go away. Amen. Yeah, right. It'll eat at you and eat at you like a cancer all the days of your life. Amen. But what we gotta do, we gotta take it to the Lord in faith, believe it. And praise God, when we do that, the Bible said, and Jesus will stand still. Amen. Now he'll hear our plea. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, here's that word, brother, "Be of good comfort." Because the comforter is here. Amen. The comforter is on his way. The comforter, praise God, has heard your plea. The comforter is calling for you. Amen. He wants to hear, glory to God, he wants to hear what you've got to say. He wants to hear your supplication. Amen. And the Bible said, and he, casting away his garment, rose. I believe he got rid of that old garment that he had enclosed him about. Amen. He throwed it back and he said, "Glory, I'm going to go to Jesus." I believe he was looking for another garment, praise God. Something to be clothed upon with. Amen. A comforter, praise God, that was out of this world. Amen. Casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Amen. Do you see what's happening? What's taking place here? He had an issue. Amen. He knew he couldn't see the problem. But praise God, he heard about Jesus. Amen. Well, you may be here today and you've got an issue, but you can't pinpoint, you can't nail it down, praise God. But if you hear about what Jesus can do and you put your faith in Him and we believe in Him, praise God, He can take care of those issues and those situations. Take care of those problems that we have. Amen. Hey, everything we got, it may seem big to you, but it's not big to Jesus. Amen. There's nothing that we've ever come up against in this world that's big to Jesus. He's overcome all those obstacles that we face. Amen. And Jesus, and He cast away His garment, rose, came to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said unto Him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Amen. Jesus says, "What's your issue? What's your problem? What do you need help with?" You know, a reason where a whole lot of us ain't producing fruit is because we've got an issue, we've got a problem that we need to deal with. Amen. We need to come in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, you know what? We've got a problem. We've got an issue. We've got a mountain before us that's keeping us from being fruitful. What do I need to do, preacher? What do I need to do, Lord, to get rid of that mountain? Amen. And Jesus said, "What wilt thou have me to eat?" The blind man said unto Him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Amen. He said, "I want to be able to see for myself where I'm at." Amen. I'm telling you, if there's ever been a day and time that the church needs to be able to see where we're at with the Lord, praise God, in our spiritual life, it's the day that we live. Amen. We need to have our eyes wide open, praise God, so that we can see the tactics of the devil. Amen. Need to pray, praise God, open my eyes and let me see. Amen. I want to see, praise God. I want to see Him if He tries to come this way or that way. I want to have my eyes wide open. Amen. So I can see the attacks of the devil. Because they're coming. Amen. They was a place out in Houston where the mayor has subpoenaed the sermons of 5 different churches. Did you hear about that on the news? Amen. Because they was preaching about this sodomite lifestyle. Amen. Because he said, "Thus says the Word of God." And that mayor subpoenaed. He said, we want copies of your sermons. Said, "We want copies of where you sat down and counseled with people." I mean, pastor confidentiality stuff. Amen. Things that you don't even discuss with your wife. Amen. But they said, "Hey, we want those. We want to bring them out in the open." Amen. The devil's trying to sneak in, praise God, and infiltrate the church of God and destroy it. Amen. He don't like it. He don't like, praise God, that we stand on the book. He don't like it that we're trying to do right in these last days. Amen. He don't like it that we're seeking out the old path and trying to walk therein. He don't like it. He don't like it. Now, if we become a modern liberal church, oh, the devil just have a heyday. He'd say, "Yeah, you go for it." Amen. He wouldn't bother us at all. Amen. But because we're trying to do right in these last days, the devil don't like it. Amen. But old Brian Bartimaeus, he said, praise God. He said, "If you just let me see what's going on. Amen. Just give me my sight so I can see the attacks. So that I can see the blessedness of the Lord. So I can see God moving on my life. See what, amen, I know God's had His hand on me. I know what God's been doing. But I want to see it for myself." Amen. I don't know about you. I want to see it for myself. I want to see what God's been doing for me. Amen. I want to see the blessings I've had in my life. If we ain't very careful, listen, I'm going to quit here in just a second. If we ain't very careful, the old devil will get us down. He'll say, "You know what? Oh boy, you've had some tough times. You had some tough situations. Boy, you've had a hard time. People have been mean to you. People's done things to you. These people said stuff about you. You've had a hard time over here. It seems like there's nobody to help." And he'll get us where we don't even think about the blessings he gave us. We don't think about those children He give us. We don't think about the home that God's give us. We don't think about the job that God's given us. We don't think about the health that God's given us. We don't think about the blessings He's poured out on purpose to us. Amen. We'll let the devil get us sidetracked. We can't see our problem. Amen. We can't see. We're blinded and we don't realize how good God's been. Amen. I say, "Lord, just open my eyes. Let me just see how good You're being to me. How good the blessings You've got to pour out. Amen. So I can just give You praise and honor, lift up Your name, praise. Glory to God the Lamb forevermore. Amen. He said, I might receive my sight. Jesus said to him, go thy way. Now listen, here it is again. Thy faith hath made thee whole. What makes us whole today? Faith. What moves those obstacles? What moves those mountains? Faith. Amen. Faith moves those mountains. Faith takes away those obstacles. Faith is what gives us encouragement. Faith is what gives us the advantage over the world. Faith, believing, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Faith. Amen. Said, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. How? In the way. Amen. There's still a right way and a wrong way. The world don't want the right way. The world wants to go the wrong way. But praise God, there's a little crowd in the world, praise God, that says, you know what? We want the Jesus way. Amen. That we'll not settle for no other way. And praise God for that. Amen. And God begins to bless them on purpose. They begin to praise Him for it. And God just begins to do things. What happens? What's happened? The mountain's been moved. Amen. The issue's taken care of. The mountain's moved. Obstacles taken out of the way. Amen. It tells us another story. We won't read it and you'll hear it. In Luke chapter 17, verse 6, he said, if you have faith, the grain of mustard seed, you can say that sycamine tree be plucked up by the roots. Now this is an issue that ain't going to come back. Amen. This is an issue, a problem, praise God. He said, you know what? If you got enough faith to believe, it'll be plucked up and it won't come back to bother you. Amen. He said, it'll be gone for good, praise God. Amen. Amen. Take it out of the way. Praise the Lord. It'll be gone. He said, plant it in the sea. It should obey you. Amen. He said, if you say to that tree, be gone and cast in the sea. Praise God. He said, it's gone. It's plucked up by the root. And it'll never, that issue, that problem, will never bother you again. Cast into the sea. Amen. You know what he does? He said, didn't he say the same thing there in the one we read to you about that when we was talking about the fig tree? Amen. He said that thing, that mountain, he said, be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. Take up that sycamine tree, pray, jerk it up by the roots, cast it into the sea. He said, what he said? It's gone. He's taken it out of the way. Got it? You'll never, hey, praise God, it's in the sea. It's, last time I looked, there ain't nobody but Jesus could walk on the sea except Peter just for a minute. Amen? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, praise God, if we have faith to believe, we can move mountains. We can move mountains. Take them up, praise God. Take them out of the way. Cast them to sea, praise God. Remove that obstacle. If we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can remove that obstacle. Cast it in the sea. Take it plumb out of the way. Amen. Get it out of our lives once and for all. But we got to have faith to believe. Amen. We got to have faith to believe that God's able to do that for us. Amen. You got to come believing to receive. Believe that God's able to believe. Amen. We've all got mountains. But he said, praise God, that we have faith to remove mountains. To move mountains. What's your mountain today? Amen. What's your issue? What's your problem? What's your mountain? What are you facing today? God said, He said, if you'll come to Him believing, He said, you shall receive. Amen. If you come believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to take that mountain, take your obstacle. But let me ask you a question. What's your obstacle this morning? My biggest obstacle? It was self. Amen. It was self, and it was my anger issue. It bothered me for a long time. It kept me from being where God had me to be. My fruit, amen. There's a lot of folks see my fruit. And it wasn't good fruit. I'm just being honest. It wasn't. It was rotten. Amen. Because I didn't allow God. I didn't come to Him and say, you know what? I realize, Lord, I've got a mountain. It's not just a little hump. It's not a molehill. But God, I got a great big mountain in my life. And God, I need you to move it. I need you to move it. I mean, you cast it into the sea. I need you to take it out of my way. And you know what He did, Brother Rex? He took that mountain out of my way. It's gone, man. It's gone. You can ask my wife. It's gone. It's gone. Amen. Got rid of it. How'd I do it? Jesus. Just faith believing. I said, Lord, I'm going to stay here till you take this mountain and get it out of my way. Yeah. Amen. But I want to ask you this question. What's your mountain? What's the obstacle in your life that keeps you from being what you want, what you need to be for God? That you can bear fruit. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something this morning. As your pastor, I love each and every one of you. But if we ain't careful, our family's going to look at our lives, and they're not going to see no fruit, and they're going to continue to go just exactly the way they're going, away from God, till we start bearing fruit. But when we start bearing fruit, amen, when we start getting that obstacle out of the way, and we start bearing fruit, then our family's going to come. Amen. Everybody wants a little fruit. Amen. Everybody likes a little fruit. Amen.
Amen.
But what's our obstacle today? What's your obstacle today? What's your mountain?